are you waiting for?
Tommy. This is not natural, man.
It's a great outdoors. It's fresh air.
Look, Tommy, we know you're getting a hard time off Lizzie, but there's really no need to take it out on us.
Doesn't it make you proud to be Scottish?
It's shite being Scottish. We're the lowest of the low. The scum of the fucking earth. The most wretched, miserable, servile, pathetic trash that was ever shot into civilization. Some people hate the English. I don't. They're just wankers. We, on the other hand, are colonised by wankers. Can't even find a decent culture to be colonised by. We're ruled by effete assholes. It's a shite state of affairs to be in, Tommy, and all the fresh air in the world won't make any fucking difference.
Hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is...
someone. And before you ask, he had nothing to do with the disappearance of any planes anywhere. Alright? Wasn't us.
Are you sure though?
Damien, I noticed you came into the podcast with a box.
Mm-hmm. Is it black?
Is it black? It's kind of dark color.
Look, just ignore the pilot's hat. Pilot's hat. Right, it means nothing. It was a prop for a school project. I'm going to flight school, alright?
Okay. I do not believe you.
What did it do? What did it lose a plane?
There's a lot of sea out
there.
Is it
the apocalypse?
I don't even know where they were flying from or to, but there's a lot of sea out there. And if you just drop into the sea,
like,
I'm sure...
It's not, you know, April yet. You can't do this.
And then there's forests.
Douglas,
you could fall into forests and not know where they
on
are.
On the plane. How can you not find it?
We couldn't. I'm sure they couldn't use internet on the plane.
It's not 20... It's 2014. We have radar. We have LiDAR. We have sonar. We have satellites.
So, Damien,
listen, North Korea took it.
And with that, so let's just move forward.
My sister said,
not even going to ask.
My sister said, Damien, what if this is Russia? You know, they're trying to invade that other country, and people paying a lot of attention.
That
what if
country?
They stole a plane? To kind of distract people, right? It's working. Who's Russia invading? I don't care. They lost a plane, like out of the sky. Oh God! Oh, this world. How? Oh, I never flying again.
When last did you fly?
A billion years ago.
When last were you on a plane? Honestly,
never. Never going on a plane. It's been. When I went to renew my passport, the lady said, "We're going to give you this. I want you to use this."
Don't bring this for like 10 years.
Yeah, for 10 years. Don't bring this back.
And if we don't see a stamp in it, we're going to get a new one.
Don't bring this back.
Knowing Damien, what he'll do is he'll go out to the beach, he'll swim out a ways, and come back at one of the ports so that they have to stamp the passport.
Refugee, yes! Wait, you're registered here. It's too late, you already stamped it. I'll get a rubber stamp, buy a rubber stamp myself. Accepted. Like, what? This doesn't mean anything. What are you talking about? Just fly to Trinidad. It's right there. I'm going to put you on a plane. Just go to Trinidad and just come back. It'll take you 13 minutes.
A bit longer.
Sure. Trinidad's not a real place. Fuck that country.
So you're saying I was living in a fantasy land for 2 years.
Oh, you mean a Caribbean country with oil and cheap gas? Sure. That sounds like a real place. Yep.
So this week, not talking about oil and planes and all those sorts of things, Douglas asked us to watch a movie by the name of This Is England.
I've got someone I want you to meet.
You're a proper little skinhead then, yeah?
There's 3.5 million unemployed, and that yet sends us on a phony war. What are you doing?
Shut up! Shut up, Bowdy!
No one's ever took a swing at me like that. It's like looking in the mirror.
So, Douglas, why don't you tell us something about this movie before I attempt to make a poor joke that doesn't work out.
So, okay, I think for some reason your joke is probably the same as mine, because every time I think about the name of this movie, I say it in a Gerard Butler voice.
Yes! Yes!
England!
Anyway,
why does he have a Scottish accent?
Because, didn't you know, all people in Rome and Greece
isn't
had
he from Australia?
British accents?
What?
No, Butler is from
Isn't
Scotland.
Scottish?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Scotland. Yeah.
Guys.
Let's relax.
All right,
so,
anyway.
So 300 jokes aside.
That's right. This movie is... Clearly, it's a movie about England. It's about a bunch of skinheads. Actually, a bunch of nice skinheads.
Tommy gun skinheads.
But no.
Can you define skinheads?
Let's separate nice skinheads from Tommy gun skinheads, because those are actually two.
I'm not familiar with the concept. What is this?
I know, right?
Is it like a cone head?
Wow.
No.
What you have to do is you have to let Douglas look in that direction. Mm-hmm. And just look at his head.
So he's well on his way.
Oh wow! Yes. So yes, they are. You know, they tend to have not a lot of hair on their head, but by choice, not like me, which is more by necessity.
There's hair club comment.
The choice was made by someone else for you.
Exactly.
If you work hard, you can get a fake one like Rooney.
Yeah. So essentially, let's get back to the movie,
we
guys.
We are awful people.
Let's get back to the movie. So This Is England is a movie about a young child, probably say 10 or 11 or 12, somewhere around that age. But he's very small, so he looks, to me, I feel like he's in an 8 or 9. But I think they mention that he's 12 years old in the movie.
Yeah.
So he's about 12 years old, and he's kind of small, he's not very athletic, you know, he's the kind of guy that gets picked on at school all the time. And he somehow in the beginning of the movie kind of looks into this group of benevolent, nice skinheads who...
An oxymoron.
Exactly, right? Very strange, but they kind of, for some reason, the leader kind of... He rubs him the right way. And so... Okay, that joke is only funny because of where this movie goes in my head. But... so the leader of the skinhead group kind of takes a shine, takes a liking to the youngster. And kind of pulls him under his wing. He brings him on, you know, weird outings.
How many more?
I was going to start counting.
How many
the cliches?
How many more cliches? That he wants to be his friend.
Exactly. But he brings him on like weird. Weird.
Right,
shut
right
up.
Took a shine.
Yeah, man.
So he brings him on like, you know, weird hunts, magical hunts that they go on. And you know, they kind of induct him into the group with, you know, shaving his head and giving him the right look and that kind of thing. And it isn't necessarily mentioned or dealt with specifically, but you kind of get the feeling that they also provide protection and make sure that he doesn't get beat up in school and that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, it is kind of obvious, though, that this story that we're seeing takes place outside of school.
Like yes.
It begins,
yes.
It even starts with that caption saying end of term, last day of term. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we see that one day at school, and then everything after we just kind of assume is that summer.
Alright, we can think of it that way. That's fine. But in my head, especially because the mother thanked them so much, I just kind of was like, they are protecting him.
No, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah. But so this movie is really about this child and his attachment to this group and kind of the rabbit hole that he goes down, because early on in the movie, like, a long lost skinhead comes back from jail, from prison.
As they all do.
Yeah, exactly. And I might not know the actual name of the actor, but he is Tommy the Gun from Snatch. And he's great in this movie, by the way.
Stephen Graham.
Okay, Stephen Graham. So Stephen Graham shows up. He kind of takes over.
Is it wrong that his character name is a guy who dies in Breaking Bad? He's Combo.
I remember his name.
You remember Combo in Breaking Bad.
But he takes over as like the de facto leader of the skinhead gang, which it is pretty clear he was before he went to prison. And his ideologies as to how to take the group forward is a little bit different from Mr. Nice Guy. And so there's a bit of a rift, but for some reason, and I was very sad when this happened, and that's how I knew that I really liked this movie, that at that point I was like, no, don't do it. And I got really into it. At this point, the child actually says, you know what? Nice guys always finish last, or whatever his thought process is, and he goes with Combo. And you know, this is really a great story about almost brainwashing, you know, and how sort of the group mentality or the horde mentality just is so infectious, you know, things like Combo. Not gonna say anything.
Okay.
things like when Combo is able to actually bring back in this guy named Milk, who is apparently of Jamaican descent, and you know, but Combo has been this racist asshole, and is able to bring Milk back into the fold, you know, in order to do whatever, you know, go forward with the group. And so it's, you know, the thing about this movie is that not much really happens, but enough does, and for me at least, the specifically Combo's performance is so kind of, it just draws you in that you kind of forget that, well, you know, it's really just this story about boy meets friend, boy has no friends, boy gets friends, and you know, boy kind of sticks by those friends when he probably should not. And that's really all this movie is, at least on the surface. But I mean, it really was for me an interesting it was a fun ride, you know. And I don't really have much else to say about it. It's very, you know, it just kind of scratches the surface. But what I would like to do, which is kind of where it ties into my top five, which nobody likes apparently. The main reason that I kind of made us watch this was, first of all, so that I would watch this, because I knew I'm a procrastinator and I don't watch things that I want to watch. But I found out that there was a TV series that is actually after the movie, so I wanted to watch the movie first so that I could then watch the TV series. Again, I decided that the TV series would be worth it because somebody from a British TV show that I like is in it, so must be good, right?
Yeah.
And even actually the nice skinhead, even though I don't really like the show he's in anymore, he's a big part of Misfits now, which I used to adore. But the one joke, or I don't even know if it's a joke, but the way that I see it is kind of actually scary. It's not really a joke, but the youngster kind of gets involved with this girl, and the whole way through when I'm watching this movie, I said to myself, because as I said, yes, he is 12 because they mention it, but he looks like he is 6 or 7, and this girl, she might be 12 as well, but she looks more like she's 15 or 16. And
he's getting it done.
It's the
Like, are we willing to
spare,
laugh at...
They spare no punches.
Are we willing to laugh at that because they're both children and we just look at it as a guy going about punching
above
his weight?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, because that's some borderline child molestation going on right there as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just a dirty old man.
You're one of those people that don't like when children enjoy themselves.
You see the child drinking his first sip of beer and you're like, you shouldn't be doing that. You're young.
Yeah. But
it's against the law.
I think this is kind of like the heartwarming movie that I like. Right? This movie to me is heartwarming, which is probably really fucked up for me to say that. But what did you guys think about this movie?
Hey, you don't have a heart, so I don't know.
Alright, so I watched this movie years and years and years ago.
Yeah, when it first came out. Yeah.
I watched it when the words Axel meant something for all you dirty pirates, you understand, right?
Yeah. Okay.
This movie came out in 2006.
About here. Yeah. I remember when it came out and I saw the pictures and I was like, fuck you, I'm not watching this movie. Yeah. This movie looks stupid.
A zillion years ago.
Yeah.
And so this movie is now a testament to me becoming a film dirtbag. Because when I saw this movie initially, this movie was boring as fuck. Holy shit, didn't I like this movie. So when I saw Douglas picture, I went, oh, this movie sucks. And then I went, hey man, you saw this movie at a time where you didn't know what a Lars von Trier was. So you should go back and watch it.
You didn't know what a Kurosami was.
No, I didn't. I was better for it. If I could go back and fix that, I'd sacrifice Von Trier to not know who Kurosami is. Son of a bitch. So I came into this movie, and for I think this is the second week in a row. This last thing we did, Old Boy, didn't
yeah,
we? Right?
Yeah.
Second week in a row, I came into a movie going, this movie sucks. One wasn't justified at all. It was just sheer bias because I was an idiot.
Yep.
And this one, I'd seen already. I went, this movie's garbage. And I started watching the movie. There's nothing bad about this movie. You're falling into two camps. Either you've seen these type of movies and enjoyed them, or you don't. Like, there's no real in between. You'll know 5 minutes into this movie, you'll know whether you like this movie or not. This movie isn't pretending to be anything that it's not. Like, you meet this young boy, you meet the skinhead group, and you see the interrelations between them. And like Douglas said, nothing happens. Absolutely nothing happens. The guy comes from prison, and there's a reason he went to prison, because he's a dirtbag. Real dirtbag.
Oh boy.
But he's leader of the group, and so
he's alpha.
And so, as dirtbags are wont to do, they do dirtbaggy things. And you see, the child probably should, you know, step away from this group. But it's the only place he kind of feels
welcome.
And so you just watch these people kind of just live. And then the movie kind of ends. It reminds me a lot of Fish Tank. Where, like, Douglas, what I mean Fish Tank?
Well, to be fair, I haven't seen it since we spoke about it in the podcast. But I don't remember very much.
Yeah, because nothing happened.
There was a relationship. There was actual child molestation happening there.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Sounds like Andrew don't like this movie.
Doesn't like the comparison. Doesn't like the comparison. Too good. Too good at comparison.
Bringing in Fish Tank.
No,
this.
No, he's going to have to. He's going to have to use logic. And work his way. He needs to essentially say that he hates this movie, but still like Fish Tank.
Yep.
But he can't use anything that will be relatable to Fish Tank.
Fish Tank has things in it.
Yeah, like, there's a dance scene for no reason, which is fun, and I like that. Nothing else. They went fishing that one time. Nothing happens.
Fuck you.
And so, it's just, like, I read up a couple of reviews after watching it the second time, and people really like this movie more than I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoy a lot of the performances. Young man, and
yeah, he's good too.
TJ Combo, I like his performance too. And the movie is one of those. I don't really know. Like, if I told you everything that happened in this movie, I still couldn't spoil the movie, because like, watching the movie is the thing that you enjoy about this movie.
Exactly.
It is not the things that happen. It is not this great story that they're telling. It's just spending time with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it gave me a perspective on skinheads that you really don't see. Skinheads are dirtbags, and you know that because they're called skinheads. And so when you meet them initially, you go, oh, they're less scumbaggy. And then the guy comes from prison like, oh no, they're... And then you watch the group kind of not want to be the stereotypical skinheads.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch the leader, he is that person already. And
I love the logic, by the way, in their arguments. It's great.
I'm sorry, what logic?
It's great.
All skinheads are like the skinheads in goodness. Black books.
I'm sorry, what logic?
Oh my goodness, it's marvelous.
The absent of logic. This makes sense. We're skinheads, so what now? Nothing you're saying makes sense. But I really... this movie makes me feel good and bad at it. In equal portions. Good that I've matured as a film connoisseur. Oh, terrible word. And bad because I've matured as a film scumbag. I don't want to go down this road. I want to still like dumb movies where things go. I'm holding on.
No, I would like us to let open the floodgates of all of the shit, the horrendous things that Andrew is about to say about this movie, because it is clear that Andrew has Andrew don't like this movie at all, does he? No, he does not.
But here's the thing, like, let me not be all fire and brimstone and want to just murder, put this movie.
This is garbage. It's like the butcher boy all over.
Actually, oddly enough, I thought about that a lot while I was watching this movie.
Sorry, was there an explosion?
I was thinking to myself, there was another British movie Douglas made me watch about a child just going around and doing nonsense.
Andrew, if you're going to bring the butcher boy, you have to be real careful. Right?
But no, I don't want to go that far.
I don't want to throw around the butcher boy willingly. Right? I'm pretty sure that's opening us for liable, right?
I think that'd be a fun podcast for us to be our last podcast if we revisit the butcher boy and see what happens.
It would be.
What would be great?
I'd come in here and kill both of you.
No, you see, what would be great is if we all come here and we agree Butcher Boy is the greatest movie ever made, and then we realize that we've crossed that line.
Yeah.
And we can no longer podcast.
It's one of two things. I'm going to come in here murdering all of you. Or we say, no, it's the best movie of all time, and then people from outside come and murder us. They're like, I trusted you, you son of bitches. Die. And they'd be right. No jury in the world would convict them. They just play a clip of the movie and they go, alright, dog, go on. These guys were idiots. They deserve it.
So, yes, Andrew, what were you saying?
So, this is England.
No, this is Germany. Thank you. I'm going to keep doing it every week. Just letting everybody know from now.
That is Jamaica?
Just derailing the podcast with dumb jokes.
The thing with this movie is that it just didn't get me. I think that's the main thing, right? It just wasn't something that I connected with closely, because for the first like 20 minutes, when you got that interaction with the nice skinheads, the younger ones who are all like, we're just kind of friends. Skinheads is just a word that happened to come around in our conversation, but we just kind of are friends who do dumb shit, like, as you say, go on a magical hunt and do awesome stuff, right? the moment that Tommy Gunn came in, right? And before that, it was just kind of a lull of a movie for me. But the moment Tommy Gunn came in, and it became more of a into skinhead culture kind of movie, I feel like it kind of touched this thing with me and movies where every once in a while, and sometimes this is something where it's, I always like to say it's my fault and it's not the movies, and I'm happy to revisit this movie in like a couple of years when I can take the bad taste out of my mouth and just let it just work a little bit better on me, that there's so much in what he's saying that makes no fucking sense. And I mean, it's not supposed to. I know this. It makes no fucking sense to me. And it's so fucking dumb, right? It's like hearing someone make a speech as to why homosexuals aren't human beings, right? Where I'm just like, you're wrong. And so, I want to punch you in the face for being wrong, right?
So essentially what you're saying is, for you, this movie is like, for me, what Do the Right Thing is.
But here lies the key difference. Here lies the key difference, and I want to highlight.
We do
the right thing, right? It clearly shows a line as to where people are wrong, but we're not agreeing with them. We're not allowing you to feel like you're supposed to empathize with these people in any sort of sense. With this movie, it feels like because you're taking it from the perspective of this child who is so vulnerable to all of these things around him, mm-hmm. that you are supposed to try and find some middle ground in this movie, as opposed to just be sitting there wanting someone to grab up the child really quickly and run away with him and say you're a bad person and don't say these things and don't do these things. You alright, Damien?
Nope.
You're okay?
Very tired.
Are you sad that you're wearing a Zidane shirt?
No, I love Zidane.
I love Zidane too.
That's my best first name ever. Zinedine.
I prefer it.
I don't know why, but my memory always runs to the World Cup in France when they gave Brazil the three love. He gave Brazil the three love in the final. I don't think of all the other amazing Zidane moments. I think of that.
You don't think of
headbutt.
The royal headbutt.
But yeah, that's me and this movie. It's just a thing where, and because it wasn't even a short segment where I felt like I could get through it. Like it felt like it moved on so far and so long that I was just kind of being dragged through this movie and just kind of like, I want to just leave it. I want to just walk out of the room, go elsewhere, and think happier thoughts about the world. And I know this movie is set in the past. It's set in 1983. And yes, this was a prominent thing in English culture. They even show us all of the clippings at the beginning of the movie, showing mm-hmm. us Thatcher and all of these things to remind us.
Falklands War.
Right, yeah.
Falklands, yeah.
All these things, most of which I didn't know that much about.
It's not your fault.
But that I did. I knew a little bit about the war.
Yeah,
I knew about the war.
Right. There's one in the 1900s. There was a second one.
There was
the one that Rambo won. It was a cold one,
and we've got a fifth one on the way.
There was that one where Mash was around and they made jokes.
Oh, Mash! I love that movie. Andrew, you don't seem to realize I started that before the podcast.
You're probably
I am. Oh
tonight.
My goodness! It is so likely.
Thank God for Netflix. But yeah, it's just a movie that I couldn't connect with in any sense to like or enjoy. It just felt dumb.
Fair enough. No, we're honest. I cannot fight you with
I hear that. Dumb things coming out of it. And I'm like, why? Yeah. Like, there should be so... Like, I'm not saying all movies need to judge its characters and show us right and wrong. Because I don't think so. I don't think that. I think there's a place in the world of movies which specifically don't judge their characters so as to show more about like the audience that's watching it. Right? But I just didn't like it in this movie.
Andrew, would you say that they judge their characters, or the characters are judged, in Do the Right Thing?
Yes.
So at the end of the movie, that whole craziness, like, is shown in a bad light?
Yes.
You think so?
Especially when they end the movie with a scrolling text, with a speech from Malcolm X and from Martin Luther King telling us, yes, I think they judge their characters.
I don't know why, but the whole way through that movie, and this is probably just me being stupid, because I am stupid. I'm stupid. It just felt to me like Spike Lee was saying, yeah, this is... I'm fine with this, because I hate white people.
That movie was the complete opposite.
I think that's probably why I hate that movie so much, because I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this person? And I think probably... It sounds to me like that's how you're viewing this movie.
You know what's sad? I think you're kind of right. Like, I still love Do the Right Thing, but I kind of see from your perspective.
Like, that's how yeah. I view Do the Right Thing. And I kind of want to, and I know I can't do it yet, because Spiky. Even just when I watched, what was it, Boogie...
Jungle Fever.
I don't know why Boogie Down came to my into my
Boogie Down Productions.
Exactly, right? But even when I watch that movie, I have like a feeling whenever I watch Spike Lee movies, and that is the fuck you Spike Lee feeling. It's patented, right? And for some reason, well, not for some reason, I don't feel too bad in movies like. Actually, I think Old Boy was the first movie.
Inside Man.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Old Boy was the first movie where it never happened. I watched it and I'm like,
All right.
This is a real movie. There is, well, not real, but a movie without the commentary
on
race relations. Right? Even in Inside Man, they had it. Remember the young child playing the video game? Yep. And I was like, I mean, for most of the movie, it was great. Yeah. But at that
Spike
point,
Lee had to
I got
Spike
the
Lee.
Fuck you Spike Lee feeling. I did, right?
Spike Lee, why?
Exactly.
Stop
why?
It.
Why?
Stop.
Yeah, and he does it all the time.
He's Spike
Even
Lee.
In the 24th hour. 25th, sorry. And it's, I love 26th. That movie.
The fuck you scene?
But... No, there's a fuck
the
you
fuck
scene.
You speech scene.
There's that, but it's all over the movie actually.
Yeah.
There's a fuck you scene. There's, you know, some of the relation, some of the ways that some people deal with what's her name, Rosaria
like
Dawson,
Wesley Snipes.
And oh, Wesley Snipes. Oh my God, why?
It was a fun time.
Why?
At the same time, I honestly adore White Men Can't Jump.
No.
I adore
He's
that movie.
And
I adore him in that movie.
He made good movies. Hold on. Andrew. You realize that Rosie Perez is in that movie, right?
So, what's your point?
My point is that...
She's also in Do the Right Thing. In that
that's true. If I want my brain turned to mush...
There's easier ways.
I can just put on a headphones and like turn it all the way up and have screeching nails in the
sun. You
didn't like
her in Pineapple Express? I remember that moment where I saw her in Pineapple Express. I'm like, she's back!
You could just put on your headphones and listen to Wilco.
Her voice is so horrible, though. Her and, like, she's like the Fran Drescher of Spike Lee movies. Like, oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
I remember when I used to watch that TV show.
Me
what
too.
You and the rest
yes.
of humanity. Because it was the only thing on television.
I think
we've
gone
far afield. So let's get back to, not the field, because the field in England was not good. But let's talk about
geez.
This is England.
Oh, right.
And how good that movie is.
You guys like this movie?
I like
I
this movie.
Tom approved.
And I'm interested in the way that you don't like this movie. Because it reminds me of the way I don't like another movie. Which I actually think
Tom
is a good movie because I hate it so
Tom
much. Papa. And I kind of don't want to watch it again. I kind of want to watch, because of what
you said.
You
want to watch Do the Right Thing again?
Yes, because of what you said, I kind of want to watch Do the Right Thing again. But I know I can't watch it for another 10 years. Because I will...
Let's make him watch.
I will buy a
giant.
Plane ticket. I will track him down
and
I will
punch
him in the face.
Why you don't like Spike Lee. You need concrete evidence to why you don't like somebody first. I find it works better that way. Just work your way back. Like me and Ang Lee, for the longest time, I wanted to punch Ang Lee directly in the face.
Mm-hmm.
and had hard evidence as to why he made garbage. Then, between the Ice Starman, Life of Pan, alright.
I just kept shouting angry at you.
I went, alright. He's good. He still made shit movies, but I like him now.
I've discovered the worst Ang Lee movie in the world.
Oh, he made the Hulk movie. I don't know if you remember.
There's one worse.
I don't know if you remember.
Taking Woodstock. Have you watched Taking Woodstock?
No, because I'm not high and drunk.
Is the movie that he made so that we'd stop talking about the Hulk.
I remember when that trailer came out, it had the guy from
Dimitri Martin, I think is his
and
name.
And everybody said, like, flat out, this is hot garbage. But he ruined the Hulk. Like, he ruined it so bad that when they fixed it, everybody went, you know what? No. It's too soon. They put out the Incredible Hulk after, and everyone watched it and went, it looks like that other Hulk and I can't do this. Even Avengers had to kind of slip him in. And you don't think by now someone would have thought, dog, like just a Hulk movie and everybody, guys, we can't. We shouldn't do this. People remember and not come.
Slutar du aldrig att fråga? Nej. Jag slutar aldrig.
Och till sitter herran, han är ganska fjärran. Men din broder Satan möter du på gatan.
Vad har du gjort av min fru?
This past week, continuing my tradition of forcing Douglas to watch old movies, is another chapter of Douglas's classics.
Oh, shit.
I got Douglas to watch the famous Ingmar Bergman film, The Seventh Seal. Damien doesn't look like he enjoys that movie.
You couldn't just pick a good movie.
Douglas, what did you think of The Seventh Seal?
So, Andrew, you started this podcast talking about my movie by saying that movie just... something about it didn't get... That's where this movie comes. Andrew, you see, the thing about it is, right, I was confused the whole way through. Right? So I knew... It's like, you know, when you see something and you understand what's going on, but you don't understand what's going on.
There's a movie.
So this guy is about to die for no reason, right? I mean, he looks like maybe he drank a bit much the night before on the beach. He's waking up and death is like, come on, bitch, time to go. Alright, fine. He needs to die. He doesn't want to die, which makes sense. Most people don't want to die. Cool. He says, I shall make you a wager. Let's play a game of chess because on, you know, Teen Bop, the channel, the station on the television, they told me that death, because somebody knows you, you know, you're a famous guy, they told me that death is a really good chess player, loves to play chess. And I think that I'm going to use that against you in order to kind of stay alive a little longer. Fine! Alright, I'm cool with it. Then, you know, Death accepts. He gets to... Von Sydow gets to live a little while longer. And in living longer, you know, he returns to his hometown from being off in the Crusades for like 10 years... And he ends up escorting a few people through some scary forest. Then he gets home and he dies. Can you please explain to me
before
what it is that I'm missing that I'm supposed to be like intrigued by, or I don't get it.
But Douglas. I saw this movie as a child.
Are you serious?
Call it 11, 12.
Holy shit.
And wow. at that time I went, I think it was on the movie channel, like one of those stations that's just bring random garbage.
Yeah.
I went, this might be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it stuck with me because it made no sense.
Yeah.
Like I sat there the whole time like, this is complete, this is garbage.
Yeah.
When I was a little bit older, not any wiser, definitely older, I saw the movie again. I remember that movie. But at the time, I confused The Seven Seal with 12 Monkeys. Don't ask me why. No idea. I'm like, oh, that's that movie when they keep jumping back in time. And so I sat down.
7 plus 5 is 12.
Yeah,
so
it's close enough.
Close enough.
Numbers. Must be confusing.
Yeah. 1 plus 1.
And seals and monkeys are animals.
Who gives a shit?
So,
it was close enough. And Douglas, for the second time in my younger days, I sat bewildered, staring at a screen for what must be 2 hours, going, what in the...
This movie's like 3 hours long.
What
it's
in
so
97
long.
Minutes.
what felt like 18 hours. Forward felt like most of the week, actually. And I sat there going...
Oh, look, we can't recycle the Das Boot joke, okay?
What?
We can't recycle the Das Boot joke.
So as a child when I saw it, I just went... Like, my child brain couldn't comprehend what was going... It was just flashing lights on the screen. When I saw it later, I went, this... I remember that this didn't make any sense then. And guess what? Still not making any sense.
No. Alright, no, I'm going to give you, Andrew, that this is probably one of those movies where, as you say, there's something, there has to be.
Mm-mm.
There has to be something wrong with me. Because,
Douglas.
No, let me tell you why. I will watch movies and not like movies, that's fine. But I know why I don't like that movie. I do not know why I don't like this movie. I watch this movie, and let me tell you what watching this movie was like for me. It was like I was watching somebody doing the, you know, the crab walk. To take a glass of water and give it to his friend. I know you can do it. And I know that, you know, one hand and one foot moves, and I see that that's what's happening.
You understand?
But why? There has to be something beneath the surface of this movie.
Why?
It cannot just be the surface that I'm only seeing the surface. That has to be it. Please explain to me, Andrew, what the metaphor is. What is the metaphor?
The why is the thing that you gain through watching Hot Garbage. The Shaman Damien has spoken.
Because clearly you like this movie, and I really want you to tell me why. I really want you to explain to me. I want you to make me like this movie, because I don't know why I don't like it.
How are you going to? What is it about the movie that you think you can like?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say this movie has evoked the correct response from Douglas, which is him crying into the microphone very emotively.
Emotively.
Yeah,
I think that's probably a word. Let's give it to him.
I guess that one into existence. But the thing about this movie and me is that it's kind of how
Marley
I feel.
And me.
I feel a lot about a lot of older movies, and I kind of express this to you when it comes to. I think we talked about Sherlock Jr., the Buster Keaton film, which I showed you like a little snippet of.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Right? Where there's this thing where I start to fall in love through a sense of bewilderment, because it's just something that, based on time and technology not existing, I'm like, how did they make it this good, right? Or how did they get that thing to work in the movie? And this movie doesn't generally have a lot of effects-driven stuff going through it. But while the narrative itself, the simple surface narrative, is kind of whimsy and kind of weird, and I loved all of the detailed touches that he put into every scene. There's the bit in the church where we're seeing all the paintings, and then later on in the movie we see basically each of those paintings come to life. From the the plagued individuals who are supposedly supposed to walk throughout the land for the rest of their life, whipping themselves and carrying crosses and singing songs, to seeing something as silly and ridiculous and amazing moment as death killing this actor by sawing down a tree. Because, like, I almost couldn't believe that was there when it happened in this movie the first time I watched it. Because this movie is supposed to be revered as this amazing, serious discussion of death and talking about Sweden after the Crusades and how the plague. But we have this moment with an actor who's run off with this woman where he literally is sitting up in a tree and he is joking with death as death is chopping down this tree with him in it. You see actually the last shot of the movie where they're dancing along, the crew of them, which is another part of the painting in the church that we saw. And it's not so much that I can somehow tell you, Douglas, that all of these things come together and make a perfectly amazing little thing that taught me that life is so much better. It's not that. It's that when I look at it piece by piece, they are so gorgeously put together as little bits that I adore the movie piece to piece.
Have you ever seen forward. Dune?
Yeah, yes, I have.
I fucking hate that movie.
And you like this?
I needed more of that shield fool that was in Dune.
I want to like more David Lynch, but Dune was not that. No.
I don't even know him, and I still want an apology.
I remember I was marathoning through David Lynch's films a while back, and then I got through most of them. The only one I didn't watch, Twin Peaks, because someone warned me that there was a TV show at the time, and I wasn't willing to invest a TV show.
I'm still in the middle of that,
right?
The TV show.
And there was something Empire was another one of these movies.
Inland Empire.
And the thing about it is that one came close to the end of me marathoning through his movies. And that movie starts out with something to do with bunnies, mm-hmm. and I literally went, fuck it, I can't do it.
I can't do this anymore. You win, right? You defeated me.
And I haven't gone back to that movie.
I know hate movies, alright? Congrats.
So no 7th Seal for Douglas, okay.
The movie sucks.
No, and I don't even want to say that because...
I don't give a shit.
Because it's so bad. And I am so confused that I'm willing to say, hey guys, like, the internet is right. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just...
Like when we talked about Wild Strawberries, and that movie did a lot
of
melding dreams and reality. Right?
What is happening here? Which side am I? Am I supposed to be on this side? Did you hear what
That's
he
why you're in the middle. That movie did a lot of melding dreams and reality.
Yeah.
I think this movie does the same thing without actually having like the fades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
And I like it for stuff like that. Also, it feels very Shakespearean. And I like how the dialogue plays off in this movie. Damon's just like, I can't talk to anyone. He's going to go home tonight and be like, you know what? I have to watch Rambo 3 times this week to make up for all of this. That's
you
happening.
Sure it's only an hour and a half?
It's only...
It's like
only,
18 years.
It feels like 18 years.
But questions.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, thinking about the Lego movie, and I guess this kind of ties in further with
This is the end.
I won't say this is the end because that's so awesome. This is England. I was thinking about movies that carry heavy messages, and more specifically, movies that you disagree or at the very least hadn't quite considered the message or the thought that the movie was trying to portray.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet barely responded.
Yeah.
By that I mean I actually only got one response for this question.
Yeah, that's kind of a tricky question.
It is.
I know my answer.
Too much brain power.
And it came from Peter Lobuza from over at the Cinephiliacs podcast, who brought up Birth of a Nation, which is a movie I still have yet to see.
Don't.
just.
I believe it's a very racist movie because it was made in 1915.
It's so long. I did it. I put myself through that. And
I'm going to eventually.
Like, Damien, you could have watched two good movies in the time you spent watching this one shitty movie. What have you gained? Oh, no, you can gloat to absolutely no one. I saw Birth of a Nation.
Are you complaining about the movie scumbag that you are?
Oh, God damn
it. You hate that movie scumbag,
Jesus,
don't you?
Christ.
Can't
believe I went down that road. Because I've just been watching Rambo over and over and over.
I can say, though, like, I have reached this point where I feel really, really happy where I make this decision sometimes where I'm going through and I don't quite know what I want to watch, but I'll sit down and I'll be like, that's 2.5 hours, it's too fucking long. And I'll just be like, looking for that hour and a half movie that I haven't seen. But yeah, Douglas, you said you had an answer to this question.
Yes. Do the right thing.
Shocking. You disagree so hard.
So hard.
Or at the very least, you hadn't thought about racism before. You were like,
yeah,
what's racism?
What is this this weird thing?
You were thinking of all the apple juice haters out there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Racism.
I mean, come on. That joke wasn't funny.
I like that joke.
It's not that funny. I think he had one decent joke at the beginning, and then he reminded me of how hilarious Lil Wayne is. That's it.
For this week going forward, I was kind of thinking, and I don't know if you guys do this, but I was looking at the newspaper.
Sorry, what?
And what the newspaper reminded me.
I look at the newspaper all the time. It's on the website.
Is that thing that you have in your bathroom? Probably go number two.
Wait, hold on. Aren't all newspapers on my phone? I don't understand. What were you talking about, Andrew?
Oh, you mean like a physical paper?
Like a physical paper.
What news comes on?
Yes.
And it's not so.
Wait, hold on.
It's
hold
not
on,
like
hold
a
on,
special
wait,
day
wait,
for
wait,
this.
Wait. So you have a news. Wait, are you telling me? Let's go even further.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't happen to pay with this with paper money, did you? Like, does paper money still exist?
What? I did convert all my money to bitcoins.
Well, that makes sense.
But I haven't yet found a newspaper salesman.
And then did you lose
bitcoins.
All of your money because of bitcoins? You probably did.
More gods got shut down.
But what the newspapers reminded me recently is that we're really, really close to the next World Cup.
Yep.
Yes, oh, the are. Newspapers remember. Not every single
not,
sports site on the internet.
Not every single sports
site. With a giant ticker.
What are you talking about?
Oh, dog, I'm
even,
looking for F1.
Listen.
Yo, 100 days to World Cup.
I don't even need sports
hey,
websites. My phone
what?
Just,
yeah,
you know,
just,
I have an alarm, right? Every day.
Exactly.
X number of days.
Right. Yo, dog.
And while I know within the world of movies, football... Or as some people might want
no,
to
don't
call
even,
it.
Don't even.
That S word.
That
S word.
Sukar.
Isn't the most popular of sports discussed within movies?
Within American movies.
Within movies.
It is.
Literally every other country.
Yeah.
Zillions coming
yeah.
out every day.
Yeah.
They put on like
there
a billion
is no
of them
sport
in England.
More popular than football.
No, I'm not disputing that.
No, I'm talking about in terms of movies. Remember, India puts out like a zillion movies
yep.
every year.
But we never see them. Do they count if we never see them?
Fair enough. If a tree falls in the forest.
Exactly.
If a man dies downstairs. Wait, what?
That's true. Koreans
really
don't play
dead?
Football. They just kill each other for revenge.
God,
so,
I want to go
yeah.
to that country.
Anyway.
Just once.
I think we're talking about football.
Just to punch someone and watch him try and find my family in Jamaica.
I'm curious as to what people's favorite movie that discusses follows the topic of football, whether it be a regular sports
mm-hmm.
movie in football or I don't know.
Are we all just going to say Shaolin Soccer? Is
I'm going to say the one that comes out after Fergie dies. Fergie's and I mean the Arsenal version.
What?
Just people singing and dancing in the streets. He's dead.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. He hasn't been a coach for like 40 years. We don't care. It finally happened. Proof that the devil exists. What? What are you talking about?
Ha ha ha. Hey, important. Are they all here?
All but one.
Well, I'm going anyway. Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you. I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray. And I'm here on a mission of mercy. Your name's Levine.
Yeah.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch? I don't gotta listen to this shit. You certainly don't, pal.
So moving on into our top five, and...
All right.
Douglas's top five this week, tying in with This Is England, as he mentioned already. He wanted to discuss
one,
our top five two, movies three. That we watched
four
based on something on television and not including trailers, because that would be cheating.
Of course it would be.
Right, so you know that one thing that you do to pick literally every movie you've ever seen ever? You can't use that. Oh, all right. I guess this flyer that flew into my house one day.
So, Douglas, why don't you kick us off since we're very confused anyway.
Sure. Okay. So, we've actually spoken about this movie already. And it kind of ties in with the movie that we spoke about today, Skinheads/ This Is England. Because as I said before, the main guy, or rather the original nice skinhead leader, is a big part now of Misfits. Him, I could care less about. I can take or leave, except for the fact that in anything he's in that's not related to Misfits, I really like him in for some reason. But let's take that aside. I used to adore Misfits. For the first 2 or 3 years, I thought it was the greatest show in the world. And I think one of the biggest reasons, and we've spoken about this guy already, is Robert Sheehan. Right? He is great. And because of that TV show, as far as I'm concerned, he was kind of like Dylan Moran Jr. He was Bernard Black Light in that TV show. It was great. And he left after a while, and I said, where am I going? How am I going to get my Robert Sheehan? And he has done a few movies, but one of those movies that I watched, and just to let you guys know...
Season of the Witch?
No, not quite that bad. but just to let you guys know, this top five isn't necessarily the five best movies that I've watched because of something in TV. It's more like, you know, was it really good or was it really bad? Or did it just make no sense? Like, something really notable about that movie. And so the movie that we're going to talk about, we've spoken about this quickly on the show already, is Killing Bono. Right? And that is nothing more than your average sort of run-of-the-mill... Almost, if I remember correctly, almost like not a coming of age, but sort of a side, this movie, it's disposable. It's no big deal. When I watched that, I loved it. Why? Because of one, Robert Sheehan. And that's the only reason why this movie is on the list. Somehow, my love for this guy from this kind of weird TV show forced me to lie to myself that this movie was great.
Damon, mm-hmm. Do you want to start taking bets as to whether he will have any non-British?
That's a dumb bet. Why would I do that? That's impossible. Okay. We should just non-European, because there will be some French nonsense in there.
Have I ever watched a French... I don't think I've ever watched a French TV show.
There's a new French TV show that just got added to Netflix, which people are...
Oh, wait, no, I have. I've watched A Return. Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah, I've watched not all of it, but most of it. It's pretty good.
That's shocking.
And you know what what I wanted to watch, but I never actually did, was Joe, starring Jean Reno. So there's that.
Damien? No?
What?
Nothing? Okay.
Oh no, I'm not participating in this one.
The dumb list.
If you said, what TV shows did you watch because you liked some actor, I couldn't do that. But based on something on TV, Douglas, like what commercials?
That could work.
I saw a Downey commercial.
That could work too. And then you wanted to watch Iron Man because Robert Downey Jr. I don't know. There's the Downey. Sorry.
Just be quiet from now on.
What is wrong with you? Sit here and watch people play Vanish. What happened to me? Tell you. None of you exist.
Damon's not being nice. He's not playing nice.
Stupid fucking list.
So my number five, because I'm going to have to get very interesting with this list.
Yeah, as let's I think, hear you do better.
As I think more and more about this list, is that since the factor has to be something I saw on TV, it has to be really specific. And I remember there's this one genre of movies which comes pretty much directly from television. And I want to give my number five to a special movie. I don't know how much you guys love this movie, but this movie is pretty much brilliant. And it is titled The One MacGruber, which is based on an SNL character sketch done by Will Forte while he was on television doing SNL.
Lucky Andrew, you saw the trailer for that, and that is when you decided to watch MacGruber.
Because I can't remember the last time I watched SNL.
Thank you.
But so, I'm going with
it. Incorrect.
For the sake of this list.
Yep.
Yep.
You are wrong.
Great. So, Andrew.
Debunked.
You actually helped me with this movie. This next one on my list.
Oh, no. This is even worse.
He is probably... What's going to happen now? Let me just tell you what's going to happen now, Damien. Andrew is going to... essentially throw down the gauntlet. He's gonna be like, fuck you Douglas, and just walk out, because this one's a little bit far-fetched. So if I don't think you follow us or you even do the Letterboxd thing, but if you followed both myself and Andrew on Letterboxd, very recently
Jesus Christ.
So if you followed me and Andrew, you'd notice that for about maybe 15 minutes we both put up fairly positive reviews about a movie called The Hunger and then took them off rather quickly. Why? Because by accident we watched a television show by the same name that just happened to have at least a couple of episodes directed by the same director. And it was kind of like a Tales from the Crypt sort of show, and it was kind of cool. And I think both of us, I mean, to varying degrees, like that episode at least that we saw, right?
Yeah.
You know, we got Terry Stamp in there.
There was three episodes we watched.
Yeah. And...
I don't know what this movie's about.
I know, right?
And I'm like, oh, it's three short stories.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought David Bowie was
exactly.
In
where's sports. David Bowie? We found out David Bowie wasn't in that because that's not the movie called The Hunger. And, but at the same time, because I watched that and because I enjoyed it so much, I got really excited for the movie. And so I ended up the next night watching The Hunger, the movie, directed by one Tony Scott, involving one David Bowie. And
Susan Sarandon.
And Susan Sarandon, amongst other people. And the movie was alright. I enjoyed it, not as much as the TV show, but still, well, actually no, a little bit more than TV show. But this is my number four. Because that was a really weird story to tell.
My number four, really. My number four, honestly and truly, is Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Tights.
Because one of our favorite shows to watch when we were young was Get Smart.
Oh, I love that show.
And when I discovered that Get Smart, like, it's something that I never really knew when I was young, that TV shows were created by people.
Yeah.
I just thought there were these people who came up and they were funny every week for some reason.
Yeah.
And I found out this show was created by Mel Brooks.
Uh-huh.
And around the same time, Men in Tights was just coming out on television. I was like, fuck, I have to watch this movie. Mel Brooks does it. They even do a joke at the beginning where they're like, who is this Mel Brooks and why does he keep burning down our houses? I adore Robin Hood, Men in Tights. If you don't, you're a bad person.
Yep.
More than likely.
Yes.
That's
scientific.
Scientific. So yeah, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Douglas.
There's research.
There is, yes, yes. Okay, so here now we get into kind of the bad section.
Oh, okay. No, alright. So.
Can't
wait for this.
So, when I was young, I used to like pizza. Exactly.
I was a young warthog.
But I used to like eating pizza. I think everybody did.
Douglas, can we skip all these horseshit? But you were young and like pizza? Thanks for that.
I used to think up the weirdest pizza toppings. Why? Because my friends, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, told me to. I used to watch that show like on a daily basis because it was a TV show before all the movies, before Sam Rockwell was Talking Thug Number 2.
Was it before?
Yes, it was.
I can't remember.
And it will be a movie again.
Will be a movie again.
Thank you, Michael Bay.
And the movie that I'm talking about actually isn't the any of the live action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. It is actually a movie that goes by the name, I believe, of TMNT.
Yes.
The computer-generated version
cartoon
of
nonsense. What
the copyright exactly? Version. And it's funny because I think myself and Andrew went to watch this at the theater, and we were both stupidly excited. Why? Because it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh no, that's not why. You're both morons.
These are we just stupidly excited.
Oh, of course,
we will be. When the next Michael Bay produced.
I mean, these are like two grown men in their 20s went to watch a
Douglas,
children's
you were
movie.
In your 20s.
At the time I was, sir.
He was just lying, right?
Oh my
he was
goodness.
Just, he was just waiting to be this age.
So
oh yeah, oh yeah. But yeah, that movie.
Is it good?
No.
Really, Douglas? You sure?
So, my number three is a more direct link, of TV to movie.
You said D-Link?
Because it's actually a movie based, which is just a continuation of a TV show.
Based on a comic
that
book.
I didn't quite see when it originally aired on television.
Based on historical
but I definitely events. Did watch it before I actually got to the movie. And this is Serenity, the movie based on Firefly.
Again, pretty sure we saw that trailer. I'm pretty sure we spoke about the trailer for
Serenity,
that movie.
Serenity, that's way before this podcast.
Not on the podcast. I'm talking about me and
no,
you talking.
I don't think so.
You son of a bitch. You lied sack of shit. We talked about that trailer.
I do not remember this.
You bastard. You're like, yeah, the TV show. And I said to you, I have no idea what that TV show is. But that trailer looks good. And you gave me the TV show to watch.
Why, Damien? Why did you watch it?
I like it. Like
really?
It
you like the TV
I
show?
I like the TV show and I love
the
that
TV
movie.
The TV show is horrible.
It's not
just
great.
Just because opening
like
credits
the
are
opening
bad.
Opening credits are so
he hates
bad.
Opening credits so
it's
much
so
he hates
bad.
The show.
It was Cowboy Bebop but with real people. There was nothing to not like. It wasn't as good as Cowboy Bebop but I enjoyed it.
Of course. Bad
and then
things
the movie,
can never be as
the
good
movie
as
had it, Best Actor. Should we tell
it did. I have never actually seen the movie, to be fair.
You're a bad person.
Really?
No, I've never watched it. Because I figure I should probably watch a TV show before the movie. But if I can't get through the TV show, why am I watching it?
You don't have
What's
to
the
do
point?
Any of that.
No, what I'm saying though is if I do not like the TV show, if it is that bad that I just can't even get through, I think there were 6 episodes or some bullshit like that. No, yeah, whatever. But if I can't, no, it's like 12 maximum.
Yeah.
If I can't get through like that many hours of TV. It's not that long. It doesn't make sense for me to watch a movie, because guess what? The movie is based on bad television. Yes? The
movie
is
based on pretty good TV.
Whatever, dude. Anyway, my number two.
And to find two more.
It was it was really hard for me to make this my number two, because I felt like it needed to be my number one. But for a long time, and this may just be because that TV show went on for a long time, but for a long time,
My Name is Earl was on TV.
It was, but I'm not talking about that show.
And then
I was the biggest fan of a little indie TV show by the name of 24. And then one day, the TV gods, the 24 gods came down
and said, "This TV show sucks. Guess what, guys?
We are making 24 the movie."
Da movie.
That movie is also known as The Sentinel.
Take that step further. Ooh. He bought that DVD blind.
I did. I bought it 100% blind. I didn't go to the movies to watch it. I didn't see it I didn't see it on Douglas, TV or anything like that.
I apologize for laughing at you a while ago.
I watched
Holy
the movie.
Shit.
And as the perfect words, holy shit. That movie is horrible. It's so bad.
That movie is, like, even though people keep telling me that 24 is good, all I think about when I hear that is that movie.
And if you never watched 24 because of that movie, I understand fully.
Dog, it's so bad though.
Oh, it's so bad. But I can rest assured that when 24 comes back this year, I will probably hate it, sadly. But I will watch every second of it. Andrew, what's your number two?
My number two is a connect the dots kind of story. And it comes from the fact that one thing I used to love about our local television, because there are a lot of things that we don't love about
nothing
it.
And nothing.
Is that during the summer, they used to always have this thing where at around like noon they would play like these amazing movies, and some of the movies that I got to see for the very first time through that were things like Fist of Legend and Black Mask.
Oh, so when you said good movies, you're alive.
Okay. And this led me down a rabbit hole of Jet Li to eventually take me out to making me go to the movies to go and watch The Perfection. The Wonderful. Ooh. The Wonderful.
I went to camp to watch that too.
Oh, yes. Me three.
That movie is so bad.
It is. I remember seeing that on TV like around a year ago to discover that Jason Statham and Delroy Lindo are in that movie.
Yep. Well, I knew Delroy and Lindo at the time, but who is Jason Statham? Never knew him.
So yeah, The One. That's my number two.
Yeah. Kind of didn't participate in this shitty list.
Okay, so my number one. It's magical, and there are no dots to connect. It's very simple. When I was young, when I was a young warthog, right? Is that the song that you were? Okay. So when
I was thinking about singing it again, but then I realized I would have done the joke twice. And I don't think it would have been okay.
Yeah,
point.
It was
okay.
Let's
be clear. We're just terrible people. We do not care.
Every Saturday morning. I used to wake up and
watch Mortal Kombat.
We'd watch all sorts of rubbish. There was a
quality programming.
Sorry, there was a time when there was a thing known
racist
as Fox
Captain
Kids.
Planet.
You know, you'd watch things like X-Men. You'd watch
Man,
things like The Tick, stuff like that. You know, Attack of the Green of the Rotten Tomatoes or whatever.
Jason the Wheel Warriors.
Jason the Wheel Warriors. No, that was in the afternoon.
Dragon Ball.
But there was also another thing.
Yu Yu Hakusho. I was going to keep
There was a USA network.
And they had the Cartoon Express.
On that sad little train, there were
YouTube ruined TV,
such as, you know, the Transformers, which I suppose I could talk about that, but that's not where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with this one because
children won't grow up loving Dexter's Lab and Johnny Bravo.
and the Cartoon Express.
The USA Network and the Cartoon Express, is that what you called it?
It's the USA Cartoon Express. It was a bus.
It introduced me to just great people. People like Sergeant Slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke.
Yep.
But the thing about USA Network is that it didn't introduce me to them as real people. They were all drawings. They were all cartoons. And while, yes, we can talk about Marlon Wayans and Channing and Hokie Tatum's things. But
One True Cobra.
And exactly. The Rock. And The Rock.
And The Cobra.
But that's just a pale imitation of the original
Douglas.
90s G.I. Joe movie. That I actually had the opportunity to purchase while I was in Toronto.
On the bluest of
rays. Oh my goodness, on the bluest of rays. It's a cartoon. It stars none other than Don Johnson.
Is it weird that to this date I have not forgotten the song that opens that movie?
Of course not. I remember somehow when I was in college, somebody had it on DVD. And we watched the shit out of that movie. And we all looked at each other, agreed to never watch it again, but also agreed that it was the greatest movie ever. Because it is. And G.I. Joe, the movie, the cartoon movie, apparently there's more than one, but the one with where you know, they go to Cobra La, or whatever that's called, and shit happens.
There's a serpent lady.
Yeah. All sorts of things happen. I don't even know how to describe it. This movie is just great. And the spores. Yeah. So good. And Serpentor. Yes. So that is number one. G.I. Joe, the movie from the 90s.
So my number one.
Or actually, I think it was the 80s. Ooh. Though. I think I was.
This is probably the first thing that came to mind when I read your list, because this was the most obvious one. And I've talked to you about like this, and I mentioned this on the podcast as to how I magically got to this movie. And this was back in the days of me watching Attack of the Show all the while.
That show.
There was this guy.
What network was that on?
Well, it was on a bunch of networks. It was on
the
ZDTV.
TV for tech.
Do you remember ZDTV?
ZD television.
This was on
the Gaming 4 TV.
It was on G4. Right?
Esquire Network.
Oh yes,
what
Esquire
is now.
Is after. Yeah. Right, I forgot.
There was this guy who used to come on. I think his name is Brian Brushwood. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Actually, that's probably not who it is. I think
probably
that's someone
not.
Completely different.
That is clear.
You're thinking
different.
Of Chris somebody, right? For the movies guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was this guy who came on every Tuesday with all the DVD releases, mm-hmm. and we're like, I'm going to tell you about all these movies. And before I was blogging, before I was watching trailers incessantly, he picked up this movie, and it said on the cover, not just did he go, this movie's amazing, but on the cover it said, presented by Quentin Tarantino.
Oh.
And it was a re-release of Old Boy, of the Korean Old Boy, and that's
not
how I found it. No, it was before I did. And this is how I actually found out about the movie Old Boy. And I was like I didn't always take his recommendation and go, I have to watch that movie now. But for some reason, I went, I have to watch that movie now. And ever since then, my life has changed for the better. Because I went down the park.
Yeah,
and, well,
Chris Gore.
That's his name. I guess I have to thank Chris Gore and thank Attack of the Show.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have found Old Boy.
I wouldn't have found Old Boy otherwise. Or at the very least, I wouldn't have been the first one of us to find Old Boy and feel like I was more special than the rest of you.
Yeah, just
fools.
Like how you found Devendra first.
Right.
Wait.
Who found the rest of the Vengeance trilogy, though?
I did. I pointed us to it and you were like, there are more of them? Remember I made us watch Lady Vengeance for the podcast? It's actually a podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you're like, thank you, Andrew, all the while.
What are you talking about?
Okay. But yeah.
Oh, so let me get this straight. You don't remember us having the Firefly Serenity conversation?
But you do remember the old boy. I'm like, okay.
Because that was podcast time.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the show was podcast. My memory can go back that far. My memory doesn't go back as far as Serenity. I was like 10 at that time,
yeah, right?
6. Yeah.
Diapers.
I don't remember those things.
Playing in the snow. Wait, what? Snow.
But
top 5 was quality work, guys. I can say how this will be useful to absolutely nobody, including yourself.
I worked really hard to find 5 movies to put in this list that made sense. Right. Somewhat sense.
Nonsense.
So unless there's anything else you want to mention, Douglas, because Damien, we're not talking to anymore.
I want to mention...
Nope, you're okay.
No. I saw the Street Fighter movies based on the cartoon. I saw the Mortal Kombat movies based on the cartoon.
I remember Street Fighter 2, the cartoon movie. I love that movie so much.
Everybody on Earth. Then they made the live action movie and went, oh, Street Fighter is over. Okay.
I think I was the only person who wasn't a big fan of Alpha.
Yeah, because you had sense at a time where everyone else went, it's shinier cartoons.
As always, you can hear the podcast over at gmanreviews.com or via Stitcher or iTunes. Douglas, you can get to read his incessant tweets about how I'm wrong about movies.
Aww, I'm sorry.
Over at DJR Lost His Name. Damien, you can not read his tweets over.
Can I give him my cell phone number? You guys can text me.
Yeah, you can.
Tell you guys.
Just text you. I'm over at Gman Reviews, constantly talking about the fact that I think Phone Booth might be better than it really is.
Yep, and you're still wrong. You're wrong when you came up with that dumbass theory. You're wrong when you said on your Twitter, hey guys, if you don't know what this dumb thing I'm talking about means, you should listen to this. And you were wrong while you were describing it on that other podcast that I'll never call its name. You're wrong 3 times.
The Movies You Love podcast?
What?
I'm so happy to hear you like the show.
What is he talking about? Listen to the episode and go, he found another idiot that thinks like him. They're both doing a podcast.
Anyways, thanks so much for listening and good night. My memories all gather on high. Mama,